This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Shelly is here with news.
Mm-hmm. And it includes, how about them thighs?
How about them thighs?
Rick Ross. The Marilyn Monroe upskirt statue is in place, and so are the protesters. It's all brought to you by Huffman and Huffman. If you've been hurt in an accident, you need to think about two things, family and money. The brothers-in-law will help take care of both. Call Huffman and Huffman now at 422-HELP. We are now the 16th state to do it. 70% of adults in Virginia have now received at least one dose of a COVID vaccine. That was a big announcement from the governor yesterday. He said, quote, "You have allowed us to get back toward a more normal life. You have made a difference." According to the Virginia Vaccine Coordinator, so far the vaccine seemed to be working against the Delta variant, which he believes will become the dominant one in the United States soon.
It is elsewhere in the world right now.
Yeah. So along with beating President Biden's goal of having 70% vaccinated by July 4th in Virginia, we did that by like 2 weeks. Also, 60% of adults in Virginia are now fully vaccinated. And the White House did issue a statement about us, which in part said, "In communities across Virginia, the deadly coronavirus is in retreat thanks to the state's progress on vaccinations." And then it went on to talk about how sweet we are around here, ending with a way to find a vaccine if you haven't yet. You can text your zip code to 438-829. You can go to vaccines.gov to find a shot today. Plus, locally, that big vaccination, the big vaccination news is they're reopening the Military Circle Mall mass vaccination clinic. That'll reopen later on this afternoon.
Yeah, it's got limited days or whatever.
Yes, Tuesday and Thursday, and it's like afternoons.
But I know they're just like, today. Hey, come on.
Yeah.
Just come on.
Yeah. I remember Rod went to that one and was in and out in like 5 minutes, he said.
Yep.
So, if you don't want to get vaccinated, maybe you want to get Axinated. Axe Body Spray is now offering new Axination kits to help Gen Z stay safe and smell good when they go out into the world again. Because that's what we need, people smelling strongly of Axe Body Spray. Actually, the whole idea is you're supposed to get vaccinated and then get your Axination kit and go back into the world. Yeah. They made a whole commercial for it.
U.S. citizens, as you may know, being vaccinated is hot right now. Men are sharing it on their social media and even sending unsolicited vac pics. That's great. But to get closer, you also have to smell great. You have to get vaccinated. Kits and certificates are available at our vaccination centers.
Now, she thinks she's being clever, or they think they're being clever in the writing there, but sending axe pics, I mean, you're just, that seems like it's trying a little bit too hard.
Yeah.
Much like the smell of Axe Body Spray.
Which tries a little bit too hard.
Yeah, yeah. Now, by the way, there is a report going around that 4,000 fully vaccinated people in Massachusetts have tested positive for COVID-19. That according to data from their state health department. But what you don't see from the headline is that that is 4,000 out of almost 4 million fully vaccinated people.
Right.
So they say the number of breakthrough cases in the state is very infrequent, 4,000 out of 4 million. And many of the breakthrough infections are asymptomatic or are very mild and brief in duration. The CDC says no vaccine is 100% effective at preventing the disease, and there will be a small percentage of fully vaccinated people who still get sick, who still are hospitalized, and who still die from COVID-19. Now, with that, from ABC News, Dr. Jen Ashton told Good Morning America that experts currently believe that a person's immunity to COVID-19 will last for about...
We think, based on some published data, it might be around 12 months. But again, we're putting that together. We're extrapolating what's known from the clinical trial because those participants are still being followed. Remember, they started to be enrolled last July and August. So we're not yet at the 12-month mark for those clinical trial participants, but also in people who were naturally infected with COVID-19. So remember, those people who were vaccinated early on, healthcare workers like myself, whenever you were vaccinated, remember that it's not permanent immunity. We probably are going to need a booster. And when we get that word, we can expect kind of another rush to get that booster vaccinated, but we're following it.
Yeah. So you can hear she's saying it's about a year after they get vaccinated, but nobody's quite sure yet because it hasn't been a full year since the first vaccine trial participants got their shot.
Well, now they're working on a booster that combines it with the flu shot. So you can just get an all-in-one.
Two shots, one time. Yeah. I'll do that. Now, naturally, that does bring us to the chicken wing shortage, which we haven't heard about in a while, but apparently it is ongoing.
Oh, yeah.
Wingstop is launching a new offshoot business called Thigh Stop that sells chicken thighs instead of wings.
It's a better piece of chicken.
You think
it
so?
Is.
Yeah.
Dark meat is more moist.
I always like the dark
tender,
meat.
It's much better.
Mm-hmm. It's because of the nationwide chicken wing shortage. Wholesale prices are three times what they were a year ago, but big meaty thighs are still abundant.
Yeah.
They're about half the price. You can actually go to a thigh. You can't actually go to a Thigh Stop restaurant, but you can go to thighstop.com. They're running it as a virtual or a ghost kitchen, as they're calling it.
Yeah.
You go to thighstop.com. Yeah. Or you can make an order through DoorDash. Then Wingstop does the cooking. It's more of a marketing thing than a real restaurant.
Right.
But the menu is pretty simple. Just thighs. Boneless thighs. Bone-in thighs, I guess.
Yeah.
They all have the same flavors Wingstop has. The chain's 11 flavors smothered in your choice of bone-in or boneless. And rapper Rick Ross owns a bunch of Wingstops, so he did the ad for them.
Nobody moves more wings than the boss Rick Ross and Wingstop. But now that there's a national wing shortage, guess you're done hustling. Huh, Rick?
Nah, we doing thighs.
The hustle continues with Thigh Stop. All the flavors you love, now on thighs.
Yeah, and he is actually all about this in a longer piece, he said.
I had my first lemon pepper thigh a week and a half ago. It's gonna change the game. You gonna love it. You know how much I love and how much, you know, everybody love the lemon pepper wings. But now you got to think of a thigh. When you bite down like a boss, you getting a real amount of meat, baby. And I love it straight up. It's going to be big. We finna make history with this.
And it's funny.
Yeah, we're making chicken history.
Yeah. It's funny that you said that you think the thigh is a better piece of meat, because I was thinking that as I was hearing all this. I was like, I do like it when I get the, like, make a recipe with chicken thighs instead.
It's better to me.
Yeah.
I like it better because it doesn't dry out.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier to cook, and I think it's got more flavor.
I think, is it fattier there? Is that why?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I know it's dark meat
mm-hmm.
as opposed to the white meat, which is really, really dense. The last time I made chicken breasts, I brined them for like 24 hours, so just so that they would stay moist.
Yeah.
Listen to the cooking talk. This is what we've learned in the last year and a half.
I know, right?
I bought a set of knives. I got spices. I will cook that thigh.
Well, Thigh Stop will be available for delivery and carryout at approximately 14,000 Wingstop locations nationwide through DoorDash or online at thighstop.com for pickup from the nearest participating Wingstop.
Sounds good.
And we do have several Wingstops around here. So if you're feeling some thighs.
I just looked it up. Yeah.
Yeah, I checked it out too just to see how many. There's one in like every city, it seems like. So
yeah, that's probably half a dozen in Hampton Roads.
The CEO of Wingstop does admit that it might be a hard sell at first,
mm-hmm.
although not to you or me.
Yeah.
He says that thighs aren't as popular as breasts and wings, but he thinks that can change, and he says thighs just don't get the appreciation they deserve.
Yeah, man.
So let's go for it, man.
Yeah, I know.
Meanwhile, though, lumber prices have begun to fall in the last couple of weeks, that according to the Associated Press, but the price of your wood is still up. It does still remain significantly more expensive than it did before the pandemic. The Roanoke Times reported over the weekend that lumber prices skyrocketed more than 300% since April of 2020. Like, for example, lumber sold for about $350 per 1,000 board feet before the pandemic.
Right.
That price peaked at about $1,500 per 1,000 feet back in May.
Three times.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Demand
yeah.
is still strong, though, because we still need that wood. Robert Dietz is the chief economist for the National Association of Home Builders. He said people have been able to save more money and put it towards a down payment. Building permits for single-family homes grew 13% in Virginia in 2020. He said growth is expected to continue this year as well.
Yeah, I know somebody that unfortunately had planned to build on a lot that they owned this year. And got priced right out of it.
Yeah.
So they're putting it off for another year.
Well, if you're going from $350 to $1,500,
yeah.
That's
crazy money.
Quite a jump. That's like almost five times.
Almost five times,
Mm-hmm. Now, also going on around here, if you dig those skill games,
They're not. Come on.
That's what they call them.
I know.
They're the ones set up at like convenience stores.
Yeah. So your friends, you go to the 7-Eleven and it's like going to the mini casino.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see people just sitting there all day.
They just sit there all night.
Yeah. Well, you have a few days left on that because a new law that's set to go into place July 1st bans those skill games. Legislators agreed to ban the games during last year's General Assembly session. The governor's administration proposed taxing them for 1 year to generate money for COVID-19 relief.
Yeah.
That according to NBC. And there was some language in the bill that drew confusion. It sounded like they were going to extend Guild gaming until 2020, yeah. But then Governor Northam amended the bill to reiterate that the prohibition starts on July 1st. The bill also defines a skill game as an electronic or computerized machine that requires a form of currency to play or activate said game. Mm-hmm. The outcome is determined by an element of skill from the player to receive cash, cash equivalents, or anything of value. But she gone. Not without a fight, though. Emporia native Hermie Sadler has launched a lawsuit against Governor Northam over this new law. Sadler, best known for his experience in NASCAR, former NASCAR driver and television announcer.
And all those truck stops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, now along with his family, they own and operate a number of these games at truck stops.
Oh, there you go.
And convenience stores and restaurants along Southern Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Citing the state's involvement in legalizing and establishing casino gaming in Virginia, Sadler and his attorney filed a lawsuit yesterday against Governor Northam, against the Attorney General, and Virginia ABC, declaring that the ban on skill games is unconstitutional. Hermie said, "I am also standing up for all the mom-and-pop operators across the state that perhaps own a family store in a rural or urban area of Virginia that are already struggling now and have to deal with this. It's just not fair." Now, he did add to that.
Mm-hmm.
He was very clear. This has nothing to do with casinos specifically. He has no issue with casino gaming coming to the Commonwealth. He just doesn't think it should come at the expense of a small business. The lawsuit requests an injunction that would allow the machines to remain in operation while the courts consider the case. But a hearing is unlikely to be scheduled before July 1st next week when the ban takes effect, since it was just filed yesterday. So as of now, the machines will be shutting down July 1st, at least temporarily.
I thought it was weird that we were just finding out about this. Because I thought those things were kind of a big deal. Because it was like legalized gaming down on the corner by your house, more or less.
Yeah.
And I know people that sit at that 7-Eleven like it's a damn casino.
I know. We've talked about that a couple times because we've all seen them, you know?
Oh, I recognized someone the other night. The dude turned and looked away because he didn't want to be seen.
Oh. No, not me, nothing.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, well, whatever, bro. I'm not a gossip type person, so I'll keep your secrets. But clearly, you don't think you should be here because you didn't want to be seen. I thought that was weird. When you don't want to be seen at 7-Eleven, it's getting a little weird.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I wasn't here. You never saw me.
You never saw me, man. You didn't see me just sit there for 3 hours working this thing. Yeah,
well, there's going to be some empty space there for at least a couple of weeks until they can get a hearing on that.
Right.
And then finally, Palm Springs city officials unveiled the 26-foot Marilyn Monroe statue this week. The upskirt one. Remember we talked about this before? Mm-hmm. The statue is called Forever Marilyn. It's based on the famous flowing skirt scene from The Seven-Year Itch. I mean, you know the Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah,
the
air blows up from under. She's standing on a grate, and the air blows up from underneath, and it blows up her skirt.
Well, it was immediately met with protesters who see it as a, quote, misogynistic eyesore. The main issues they have is that you can stand under it, and you can see Marilyn's underwear.
Misogyny has got to stop.
Into that $1 million to bring her back, because it brought back the business. This is a tourist area.
We will not always agree on issues, but we want to have open, transparent conversations about these issues. I appreciate the people who are raising issues about Me Too and how women are treated in the media. We went to work to really find what are the real facts about Marilyn. How did she feel about that moment? Was it empowering for her?
They could move her earlier if it's not helping. But I think she's going to be a great help, and I think people are thrilled she's back.
Wow. Wow, are we digging deep here.
How did she feel about
How did she feel about that? Gee whiz.
The executive director of the Women's March Foundation said, quote, when you exit the Palm Springs Art Museum, the statue is designed to look at her crotch and look at her buttocks and take photos.
So stupid.
It may have been acceptable in the 1950s, but we are in 2021. Women are saying enough is enough. Now, there's also a petition going around for its removal because people believe it could encourage predatory behavior. Other protesters... There were other issues. They took issue with the location being at the museum rather than in an open park. Even the museum is worried visitors will think it's a part of their exhibit. As for now, though, it's expected to be in this location for 3 years.
And then they'll move it again, right? Isn't it mobile?
Yeah, because it was there before in the town, and like 5 years ago or something, and they moved her around. And
there
brought
her back. A version of that, a smaller, like just a regular sized version of that in National Harbor up near D.C. There's a whole little like a pedestrian mall where you can walk amongst statues of famous people and put your arm around them and have your photo taken with them. That kind of thing. And the Marilyn Monroe statue is in there. So I guess we have to protest that now, too.
I think so.
Somebody needs to get a jackhammer right now before the kids see it. I hear that there's a fake pair of underwear under there somewhere. And you know what's under that? Concrete.
Yep.
Concrete.
The article I read went into such detail about how the underwear is constructed to cover the entire buttocks. It covers the entire butt on it.
Really?
But there still is a little bit of shaping.
Uh-huh.
Because, I mean, it's not just, you know, Ken doll flat or whatever. Yeah. There's a, you could see a little bit of a divot.
They gave a little dimple so it looked like two different butt cheeks?
Yes.
Wow.
There's a crack in
How
it.
Dare
Doctor,
they?
Doctor.
How dare they? Wow.
I know.
Wow.
Well, we need to
God, get a life.
We need to know how she felt about it.
Is there not cable TV in Palm Springs? Go find something to do, Netflix. Come on. Wow. Empowering.
I know.
So stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Well, now that I got you fired up on that.
Yeah, thanks.
We got a slight chance of some showers early on today. A way better chance of showers and thunderstorms as we go through the afternoon. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall. Highs in the mid-80s today. Southwest winds 11 to 17 miles per hour. More chances for showers and thunderstorms tonight. A low around 67. Then tomorrow, a little break from the heat. Mostly sunny skies, highs in the mid to upper 70s for tomorrow. Right now, we're at 80 degrees, and I am Shelley for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Ah, thank you so much. I feel so much better. It was so cleansing.